Anticipation was high as Senate Democratic leader Malcolm Smith scheduled his first news conference since three renegade senators claimed they'd struck a secret deal with Smith. It would permit Democrats to take over the majority of the Senate in January by a narrow 32-vote margin for the first time in more than 40 years. But Smith did not want to discuss the pact. Instead, he announced a handful of key posts and committee chairs, then left the room without answering questions, much to the dismay of the assembled media.
Senator, two questions.
Smith pointed to his watch and waved. He left two upstate senators, Neil Breslin of Albany and William Stokowski of Buffalo, to field questions. Breslin said he was only concerned with matters related to his new post as insurance committee chair.
I'm concerned about insurance policy, and I know that Senator Smith and his staff are working out the details, and they'll be worked out. I think everything is, obviously, there has been no votes. It's fluid. But Senator Smith has done an extraordinarily good job in shepherding the conference towards January 7th.
Senator Breslin then melted away into the crowd. Stokowski gamely remained at the podium. The Buffalo senator was believed to be in line for finance committee chair. In fact, Stokowski even campaigned on that promise. But instead, Stokowski has been named deputy majority leader. One of the so-called Gang of Three renegades, Senator Carl Krueger of Brooklyn, has told media outlets that he will be named finance chair, and Senator-elect Pedro Espada has said he'll be named majority leader under Smith as president pro tem. But Senator Stokowski claimed he knew nothing of that.
I can't answer that question. I'm not sure where his position is yet. I read in the papers and the blogs. I imagine later in the week you'll find out where Pedro Espada is. I answer to Senator Smith.
After video of Smith leaving the news event began circulating on various political blogs, the senator relented and called an afternoon news conference to answer questions. He apologized for the mix-up, saying he'd always intended to respond to queries later in the day. But when asked about the alleged deal with the renegade senators, Smith was no more forthcoming.
There will come a time when you will know what his roles are and what that will be.
Senator Smith denies he's angry with the three senators for announcing their new posts on their own. He says he simply wants to wait, though, to make a formal announcement.
They know the positions that they're getting. I spoke to them directly.
The Senate Democratic leader did say that he'll be creating yet another new leadership post, that of Vice President pro tem, to be filled by Senator Jeff Klein of the Bronx, who has in recent years served as Smith's number two in command. And the Senate Democratic leader said rumors that even his own leadership of the Democrats may be in some jeopardy are just that, unfounded rumors. He predicted a reformed and renewed state Senate under his leadership starting next month.
You will see a body of individuals who are going to work bipartisanly. Let me just say to be clear about that. Bipartisanship will be happening in the state Senate. It is not going to be one where everyone is backed up against the wall and no one is working together. We're going to make sure that the people of the state know that we are here to take care of their business.
Smith says he'll announce many more new Senate leadership posts and committee chairs later in the week, perhaps clearing up the confusion over what role the three renegade senators will play in the new Democratic majority. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.